This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
From the Fifth Quarter Studio in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to High School Hoops with your hosts, Steve Collins and Jake Steger.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to High School Hoops. I am so excited for you to join us today. I do promise Jake will be back and in real soon. We are both really busy with school right now. But before we jump in, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market, bar none. They will take great care of you. We own three of them. From a high school coaches, one, they are the machine. Mention Coach Unplugged, you get $350 off. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. We have put up for a limited time only a quarterly membership. I think you will love that quarterly membership. Kind of leads you into the summer, into the preseason there. So I think it will be a great thing, and that's why we kind of did it. You're going to want to jump on that ASAP if you're thinking of joining the quarterly membership there. And come over and learn more about coaching basketball from yours truly. All right, let's head off to the podcast. Hey, everybody. Today, I am going to talk about kind of my off-season, I don't want to call it practice planning, but my off-season reflection and how I kind of get ready for learning and getting ready for teaching my players new things. Because as I'm getting older, I definitely forget things, and I know that my players do the exact same thing. You know, how we get things to long-term memory that rather than short-term memory is an interest. I'm married to a psychologist, so is an interesting rabbit hole we could definitely go down. But you know, your players and myself have to be able to retrieve a lot of things. Like, basketball is like a rock concert. We have to be able to retrieve a lot of things in a very short amount of time. I'm watching a lot of stuff about NASA and space right now. And, you know, the beginning astronauts, the amount of decisions and things, they had to just draw that from long-term memory rather than short-term memory. So, you know, we have to teach our players how to do that. And sometimes as coaches, and I'm guilty of this, sometimes, you know, we get into the old kind of, you know, repetition, and, you know, you have to basically elaborate the skills that you want and then put it into a game like block, and to really work, it has to be random. You know, our players are exposed to a lot of things, especially, you know, they're obviously exposed to a lot more games and things like that than maybe I was even as a youth. But there's nothing that your players can't master. Now, they might not be able to get that 47-inch vertical, but there's nothing they can't master without enough exposure. The problem is, as coaches, we tend to be short-term rather than long-term. So that's why I use the off-season to kind of deep dive into this, because I'm always, you know, we play on Tuesday, play on Friday. I'm trying to ram stuff into that short period. So, you know, we plan for those short periods rather than the long ones. And I think as coaches, this is when the off season, you have to plan the longer stretch, you know, like, what can we do from now until November? What skills and things can we work on? And you know, the incentive during the season is definitely for short term, right? You better win the games or someone's going to come knocking at your door and saying, you know, maybe you should be the curling coach rather than the basketball coach. So I get that. I understand that basis for us as coaches, but I think in the off season, that's when we kind of got to dive down and think about how our practices are designed. And so now, what do I mean by that? Now I'm going to do some more of this over the next 3 or 4 months, but you know, first of all, we've talked about leadership and some of those things in earlier podcasts, but it has to be targeted and what you want. You know, our typical goal is, you know, we want to go out offensive rebound or out rebound our opponent. Well, that's a great typical goal, but in order for it to be a useful goal, it has to be targeted. There has to be a number associated. We know we want to go out and get 7 offensive rebounds or whatever it is. Okay. So second thing is, you know, we have to practice in rounds, you know, so, I'm going to give Coach Wheeler some props on this. And especially when we're trying to teach our offense or our 5-out or our, you know, hybrid read and react, you know, we want to get good at one thing at a time. And then we progress after that. You know, it's, you know, you don't have them, you think about reading, how reading works. You know, you don't have them go read War and Peace before they can read. I don't even know if Spot the book anymore. So if they struggle, then you go back, right? It's similar to when you learn from crawling to walking. You know, you're not going to have them run a marathon when they first start to walk. So you do one thing at a time, you know, and if you progress on it, you move on to the next thing. You know, isolating skills, into game-like things is important. You know, I always talk about it as in terms of simple to complex, you know, easy to hard kind of thing. And I want as much randomness as I can do in that. I want to mix in skills when I can do that. But I want to limit the outside things. I want their focus to be on setting that screen. I want their focus to be on that pass and cut. And then, you know, you have to adapt to levels of experience. And that, I think, as a teacher, an educator for 30 plus years, that's the hardest part. They call it scaffolding in teaching, but it is a difficult thing to do, to meet everyone where they are. You know, obviously, you know, if you have a math class, you have someone that's the worst math student and someone that's the best, whether we want to admit it or not, and meeting them where it is and doing, you know, scaffolding is explicit instruction for them at that specific level is a hard thing to do. But for us, so this is where we're deep diving into our practices right now, and we're trying to figure out how we can increase their mastery on some of the skill sets that we're going to need to be successful next year. So I think that's something you need to think about. You know, are you a motion team? Are you a Princeton team? Are you a run and jump team? Are you a pressing team? Are you a pack line team? How are you going to break those skills down? First of all, to get it to long-term memory. So when you're in that big game right before the state tournament or in the state tournament, that they can remember it. But then how are you going to integrate those things and break them in? Yes, we can talk about small-sided games and they're fine, but we also have to teach the skill set. So how are you integrating the 5-on-5, the small-sided, you know, randomness part of it, the actual skill set, the targeted goals and the skill set that you're trying to teach them? I think that's how you have to sit and deep dive into your practice plan or into your lesson plan. I think that's really important. So that's something to sit about and chew on. If you want to dig deeper into it, teachhoops.com is a great place to come over, join me, join our community, join all of us over there at teachhoops.com. So I hope this was helpful and have a great day.
Sports Social Podcast Network.